Welcome back to Between the Lines. David and Jonathan are ready to continue sharing wisdom and passion for the Bible's hidden meanings. Let's dive back in.
Let's start with chapter 12 again. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, remember that, and curse him that curseth thee.
That applies somewhere else.
And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I will bless them that bless thee. I'll tell you what, the United States of America has been blessed because we have blessed the nation of Israel.
I agree.
We have taken care of the Jewish people. And thank God we have a president right now that believes this and is doing everything in his power to take care of the Israelis. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, referring to all the members of his household. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite, and then in the land. And the Canaanite was then in the land. Offsprings of Canaan. And Canaan was who? Son of Ham?
Yeah.
Cursed one, yeah. The one Noah chose to curse instead of his son. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east side of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Haon on the east, and there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there. For the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he had come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman. She must have been stunningly beautiful to look upon. Therefore, it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me. But they will save thee alive, so that they can have thee for their wife. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister. Okay, so he's telling her, don't tell them you're my wife. Please, I don't want to die.
That's right.
You're so beautiful. They're going to take you, and they're going to kill me. So tell them you're my sister. And it's partially true. It's his half-sister.
Yep.
That just keep the marriage thing, you know. Let's just, don't even look at me while we're there.
That's right.
All right?
That's right.
That it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, as she was very fair. And the princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and his asses and maidservants and maidservants, and she asses and camels. Okay, so, what you're going to understand later is the older son in a Hebrews, God hasn't called him Hebrews yet, but he's getting ready to.
Right.
In a Hebrews house, the older son is in charge of the sisters.
Okay? Yep.
As the father often had many wives and many households, but in Abram's case, he didn't, but he's telling them he's the older brother.
Yeah, which
so
Pharaoh's giving him a dowry.
That's right.
Now.
Pharaoh's just giving him gift after gift after gift. And I wonder if that had crossed his mind, other than, you know, not only will they kill me, but if we do this, he might bless me and give me all sorts of stuff. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So we got Abram telling his wife, don't tell them you're married to me. You're so beautiful. I know they'll kill me. I'm going to be your brother. Pharaoh's giving all these gifts to the brother of Sarai, his so-called brother. It was his half-sister, but they were married because Pharaoh wants her. And if you go to the book of Jubilees or Jasher, I don't remember which one it is, it's another incredibly funny story in there. It says that Pharaoh had Sarai brought to his bedchambers. And as he approached her, an unseen angel walloped him right in the face, knocked him on the ground. And he gets up and says, oh my goodness, he doesn't see anything there. And it says he approached her again and the angel whacked him again, knocked him down. And he got the hint after that. And then, if we go back here to verse number 18, this is Genesis 12, 18. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou tell me that she was thy wife? Why sayest thou she is my sister? So I might have taken her to my wife. Now therefore behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. And I'll tell you another thing that you're not going to see right here. You got to go into Jubilees or Jasher. Pharaoh sent his own daughter with Abram. He said, it is better. He told his daughter, it is better for you to live as a servant in this man's house than as a princess in my kingdom. He's seen the power. He's seen the power of the Almighty God that was within this man, the one true God. And we're going to leave it right there. Hit it on the next installment. We're going to be starting chapter 13 of Genesis. Next time we're in Between the Lines here with Dave and Jonathan, Understanding the Bible. And you've been here with us at WVFF Radio 97.7 and looking forward to seeing you again.
That's all for this week's episode of Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We hope you've enjoyed this journey through the scriptures with David and Jonathan. Join us next time for more enlightening discussions and exploration of the Bible's deeper meanings here on WVFF 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.